Opening Pandora's Box, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Stamp collectors and people who never see stamps alike are still talking about the U.S. Postal Service's recent announcement. Starting next year, it will honor people on stamps who are still living. Everyone from the New York Times on down to online message boards and blogs is creating possible stamps. Lady Gaga seems to be everyone's favorite, with Bill Gates right behind. My guest for the first such stamp is John Glenn. Next February is the 50th anniversary of his first orbit of the Earth by an American. This year's stamp, honoring the start of the U.S. manned space program, showed the late Alan Shepard, but Glenn is still alive. Reaction in the stamp collecting community to this policy change is mixed. The Postal Service already winks at commercial subjects like the Pixar films. It could get more blatant. Although earlier this year, before this announcement, Stamps Chief Steve Carney told me,
"We don't have a for sale sign on the stamp program."
The USPS is also very susceptible to requests from Congress. Can it withstand pressure to put living politicians on stamps? Can it withstand offers of big bucks to promote products on stamps? I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, and to see what others think about this, visit virtualstampclub.com.